Welcome everyone. Continue with Shmir Saloshin in Shin 189, Shar Tvunda, Chapter 9, Perek Tes of the Chavetz Chaim Sefer. One of my boys asked me recently, what's the Chavetz Chaim's most famous Sefer? So it's a hard question to answer. So instinctively you think, okay, the Chavetz Chaim, he's known as the Chavetz Chaim. His name was Rishon Meir. So maybe you think the Chavetz Chaim. But then of course you have the Mishnah Brura, right? You can't live without the Mishnah Brura. Everybody learns Halacha, right? But then again, there's a Sefer Shmir Saloshin. The Sefer Shmir Saloshin, the Chavetz Chaim wrote, as we've been learning here, 189 Shirun now, Baruch Hashem, to complement the halachas of Shmir Saloshin, he wrote the Musar. And in it, it's not just specifically Shmir Saloshin, he also brings some other topics which all connect back to Emun and Hashem. And he tells us as follows, as we were discussing. Many times people who put effort into their business, and Baruch Hashem blesses them with financial success. But unfortunately, the Yetzer Hara gets to them and they tell themselves it's their koich, it's their strength that made them this wealth. Va'afilu imuraya sheish eze anoshim shemavatlim negamrim ilumudom umatzlichim be'iskam. Imagine you're the onlooker and you see people are not learning a word and they become very financially successful. As you've been discussing, that's the wrong approach in life. That's the wrong way to do things. Says the Chavetz Chaim, don't think they have it all good. Don't think their situation, they're living up the life, they're not doing anything right. Ah, so how come, why am I doing the right thing and I don't have a penny to rub to my name? You know, it's a, can't, what did I say? Can't, two pennies rub together. He's born in Hatev Tomid B'inyonim. You know what the Chavetz Chaim says? You should look carefully and closely at the situation. V'yira, and you'll find, Shekama Pa'amim, Yizdamein Lohem Sivuvim, Shiyovo Yaleim Gaius Vichadoime Minyonim Hasavuvim. The Chavetz Chaim says, and in his generation he was giving one example, he says, you'll notice that those people who are far from Hashem and don't learn a word of Torah, and that's what it means to be far from Hashem. Of course, not doing the mitzvahs is far from Hashem. And he gives an example, he says, the troops, the army is going to go through that town and ransack all of his belongings. Now you say, well, that doesn't apply to us over here. Troops, what? They're in Afghanistan, they're in Ukraine, unfortunately they're in Gaza. You ever hear of the IRS, taxes, insurance bills issues with these large companies? The government coming down, cracking down certain things. There are many ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring the person down. It doesn't have to be just the troops going through the town and taking over his business. V'yichle har b'mimamaynam ayadeza. And much of their money will be destroyed because of this. And I'm sure many of you listening to these recordings from wherever you are, and I thank you for listening to the Shiurim, you're going to know situations that people were like the locusts. They came and the imamish ate up the person's business. And you know why this happened? Because the person amassed this wealth that money didn't belong to him. And Hashem took it back. Similar, it's interesting how we see the similarity between what the Chavetz Chaim is talking here and Shmir Saloshin to the Pel Yoitzir. Absolutely no connection. I did not tie the two together intentionally. Kumashikosov. Oise oise shloi b'mishma d'chatzi yom v'yazvenu. As it says, and we discussed this in the past, when amasses wealth without justice, b'chatzi yom v'yazvenu. V'chatzi yomov. And half of his lifetime will be taken away. Oy b'hazman she'en shaloi ki hoy loy liyachid eis l'toyr l'avoydus Hashem. Says the Chavetz Chaim, they might not have taken someone else's money, but you know what they definitely did take? The time that was not theirs. So time that's not theirs? What does it mean, time that's not theirs? Because they weren't serving Hashem during that time. They were serving their own greedy pockets. And then when it's time to give tzedakah, they have a tight grip. Let me tell you, don't shake their hand, because he won't be able to let go. They have a very tight grip. K'may di'isa, as it says, in Ovis Rav Nosson, Baruch of Tess, Kol ha'boitil midivri Torah, moysen loy batlonim kenegdoi. Whoever is mevatel from divri Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends many other nisyonos and challenges, and the person had the opportunity to learn, and because he didn't, so then there are more ways he's pulled away from the Torah. It's mida keneged mida. Measure for measure. When he had the chance, the rotzen wasn't there. The desire wasn't there. You know, there's a pacher Yitzchak, Rafudner Zatzal. He says over, we discussed this in the past, very important pacher Yitzchak. He says you have a person who learns Torah, goes to Kailal, gets up to Shemayim, and they show him one video, and they give him one Olam Haba. You have another person who travels to work every day on the train and by car, whatever it might be. He has a little learning in the morning. He works a whole long day, comes home, he's exhausted, spends time with his family, and he goes out to his chavrusa at night. He feels like a shmata, and he forces himself to keep his eyes open, and he learns for whatever time he can, Tamiz Mariv, he goes home. The one who's working every day, his rotzen desire is to serve Hashem. His rotzen desire is to learn the whole day. He has mishpacha, he has responsibility, he has to work. And the one who's learning, he's thinking, oh, what's going on out there in the world? So he was brought up in certain society, for whatever reasons, he's learning. But his rotzen's not there. Lasid Lavoi. The schar is reversed. And that person who was schwitzing, traveling to go to work, and working hard, but he didn't have a chance, the opportunity to spend the whole day learning, he's going to get the schar for learning a whole day. He's going to get that reward for learning a whole day. And unfortunately, the flip side is the other person as well. And this is what he means over here, the Chavetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLashon, when he says, there is time that Hashem gives us. What are we going to do with that time? Are we going to use that time to be Oyver Hashem? Are we going to use that time to serve Hashem? To have a small Seder for those who are very busy? I'm telling you, a 5-minute Seder? 5-minute Seder every single day adds up to a lot of time, a lot of accomplishment. And eventually the 5 minutes expand to 10 minutes. And the 10 minutes to 15 minutes. Throughout the day, it works out like this. And you're showing Hashem that you want more and more opportunity. And Mitzvah Hashem, Hashem will give it to you.